Trayvon. Great goodness. It is 8:42 New York time, and I got to my regular unit, and they took my patient away, my black guy. And now I'm getting switched units. This is exactly what happened before at the other hospital. As soon as I told somebody, like management, and tried to advocate for my patient, they take the patient away from me, and then they move me. So, like, I legitimately don't even know what to do anymore. Like, even the advocacy groups don't give a shit about these people. Like, literally, like, black lives don't matter here. And I mean, that's pretty sad that somebody who is white and lives hundreds of miles away from the city gives more of it about these people than the actual people in this city. Like, for real. Like, I had a complete breakdown yesterday because, you know, I missed an important email to do a revision on my proposal, so my proposal got canceled because I was trying to advocate for my patient and talk to management here and get the care that he needs because he's being medically mismanaged. And I just had a complete breakdown because, you know what, my entire proposal got canceled because I, you know, wasted my time advocating for a patient who's just going to die anyway. You know, and sure enough, they take the patient away from me, and then almost 2 hours into the shift, they switch me units. This is exactly what happened at the other hospital when I was advocating for the little Hispanic lady. You know, guys, here's the thing. Let me try and put things into context for you, okay? I know not everybody's gonna live. I'm not that green or ignorant or, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed to think that, okay? I know we're gonna have a ton of people die. But these people aren't dying from COVID. Let me give you several examples here. An anesthesiologist intubated the patients, like, I think it was right, bronchi, and of a patient, and they couldn't get the sats up, and for about 5 hours, like, we were waiting on a chest x-ray to confirm that the placement was wrong. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for that, we've told the anesthesiologist that it was placed wrong, because, like, literally only one side of the chest is, like, inflating. He dies. Okay? A patient had a heart rate of 40, and the resident starts doing chest compressions on him, which is not what you do. You just externally pace them, or you know, give him some atropine. And then, you know, I run in there to stop him from doing chest compressions on somebody with being pulse. And then he decides to push epi. He throws some pads on him to defibrillate the guy in bradycardia. Okay, he has a heart rate of 40. In a stable, you know, bradycardic rhythm, we just need to give him, some atropine and pace him. He fibrillates him and kills him. And I was literally ran out of, like, the patient's room to get, like, the director of nursing who was standing out there. And I'm like, can you stop him? He's going to kill that patient. He's going to kill that patient if he defibrillates him with bradycardia and a heart rate of 40. And the director of nursing just shook his head. And I turned around, and he killed the dude. Okay? There was a nurse who placed an NG tube into some guy's lungs and filled his lungs with tube feeding. There was a nurse who confused a long-acting insulin with a short-acting insulin and gave 30 units of a fast-acting insulin and killed the guy. What else? What other stuff have I seen? Yeah. It's just here they're just going to let them rot on the bed. They're medically mismanaging these patients. And, like, I'm not a doctor, guys. I'm not professing to be a doctor by any means. But there's, like I said, basic standards of care that we have to do. Like, when somebody's low on blood, like, literally on the brink of a critical low blood level, we should replace the blood. But I asked the residents, and they're like, does he have internal bleeding? And I said, no, Then they're like, well, we're not replacing the blood. Well, here's the thing. In these COVID patients, they all eventually need a blood transfusion. Their blood, like, if you don't have enough blood to actually oxygenate your body, the vent settings don't work. Okay. They don't matter because you have no oxygen carrying capacity of your blood. Okay. I told you about the patient where, like, all that, like, purulent drainage just kept seeping into his lungs because the ET tube cuff was leaking and nobody had a manometer here to check the pressures. And I finally figured that out. And I kept saying, hey, you know what? His white blood cell count is steadily, like, you know, we're having a problem with it. Like, do you want to start some antibiotics? No. Well, does he have a fever? And I said, no, he doesn't have a fever. They didn't want to start antibiotics. Day shift nurse finally got a chest x-ray. He has full-blown pneumonia now. Like, I've been telling them this for a while, but because he didn't have a fever, they didn't want to give him antibiotics. We have a nurse who, like, fell asleep at the nurse's station while we were all in rooms, and her norepinephrine ran out, and the guy had no pressure and didn't perfuse his brain, and I'm pretty sure he's brain dead. That same nurse is now running a CRRT machine, a dialysis-like machine, that she has never done before. She said she'll figure it out, okay? I'm pretty smart, and I figure a lot it out, but I would never attempt to try and figure out a CRRT machine on the fly. Like, we are adequately staffed. There's a ton of staff in there, like, and we have a nurse who does CRRT in there. She has a different patient load. We told them, like, hey, let's just swap these nurses so the one that knows how to work this machine can work this machine, but they didn't want to do that. So I'm pretty sure that patient will be dead here in a couple hours. And this is why I freaked the fuck out yesterday, because nobody is listening. They don't care what is happening to these people. They don't. I'm literally coming here every day and watching them kill them. I mean, we're not going to save everybody. That's fine. Like, come on, guys. We're not God. But, like, some of these people, hey, we know that they're not going to live. Let's start a hospice unit or something, you know? Like, they don't need to be in the ICU. Let's change course. Let's do palliative care or something. Like, literally, some of these people are just on sedation to keep them on the vents. Nothing else. I have a lady on a trank on a vent, and she's not cognizant. She's not even on sedation. You know what we give her every day? I give her breathing treatments, albuterol, and she gets insulin. And that's it. That's it. We're not treating the COVID, guys. Like, for real, we're not treating the COVID. You know, every day we try and get these guys off the vents, right? Because, you know, there's criteria for weaning. Every day, a day shift nurse will wean them down, like, to, like, minimum sedation. Every night we come in and we get the same two residents and max out all the sedation again and undo all the work from the day shift. Then the day shift attending will come in and they'll all do rounds. And they'll be like, he wasn't synchronizing with the vent. So we had to turn all the sedation on. And I'm like, he wasn't synchronizing with the vent because it's in the wrong vent mode. So I legit don't even know what to do anymore. Like, I tried calling advocacy groups. I tried talking with management here, like the nursing admin. Like, nothing. Nobody's doing anything. We still have 100% mortality rate in the ICU unit I just left. But, I mean, they're living longer because we have, like, legit ICU nurses there. So, CDC finally, like, not the CDC, FDA approved yesterday the remdesivir study, like, to start using remdesivir for COVID patients. Guys, I don't even know what to do anymore. And this is why I had a complete down, like, I literally had to call my friend Lisa and FaceTime her, and she answered the phone while she was in the shower because she, like, knew I was having a hard time to talk to her because it's like going in the twilight zone. Like, everyone here is okay with this. Look, the only way I can kind of put this into context for everybody is, and this is going to be kind of an extreme example, this is, like, really the only thing I can come up with. It's like if we were in Nazi Germany and they were like taking the Jews to go put them in a gas chamber. I'm the one like they're saying, hey, this is not good. This is bad. This is wrong. We should not be doing this. And then everyone tells me, hang in there. You're doing a great job. You can't save everybody. You're amazing. You're a great nurse. Guys, I know I'm a good nurse. I know I go in there and I give it 500% every day. I know I'm not being negligent. Okay, what I need is someone to help me save these people from being killed. Okay, from gross negligence and complete medical mismanagement. And no one is listening to me. Like, for real, nobody's listening. I even tried getting a hold, like, of Black advocacy groups here. They just put me on hold or hang up on me. Tried talking to management. Now I got moved units. Like, I legit don't know what to do anymore. Can someone come up with, like, some type of a solution for me? Some kind of out of ideas? You know, like, and try and talk with some of the other nurses here, and they're like, well, you can't save everybody. And they all know what's happening. They all agree with me, and they all just shake their heads. And I'm like, am I the only one who is not a sociopath to think that this is okay? I mean, guys, they literally don't even know when they're dead. Like, how many times have I told you they've assigned me a dead person? Like, how long have they been dead? Nobody knows. Like, how is anybody assessing anything without a stethoscope? Normally we have, like, those disposable stethoscopes. But I knew what we were coming into, so I brought my old junky one. Nobody's listened to anybody's lungs as long as I've been here. Even with disposable stethoscopes. I keep telling them that. You know, the guys are like, my patient's going acidotic. We need to do something about this before his kidneys shut down. You know, give him some bicarb or something like that. And this is what they do. They let the patient's blood get acidotic. Their kidneys shut down. And then at the last minute, some dude got shot in front of the hospital. Like, two to the chest and two to the abdomen. Yeah. So anyways, kidneys shut down. And at the last minute, they finally decide to run bicarb. So they run 5 liters of bicarb into a person who's gained 20 pounds of water weight and completely throw him into heart failure, and he dies several hours later. That was one of my patients. So I let them know, like, they had me start the bicarb, like, before I left one night, and by the time I had come back in, the next shift he was dead. And they assigned him to me, and he was already in a body bag. Like, guys, they're not dying of COVID, okay? Like, yeah, people are going to die of COVID. Like, yeah, some people legit will end up with multi-organ failures and will just throw the clots and kill them, like, and die. People know this. I'm not, like, asking new grad, okay? That's going to save everybody in the world, okay? I am literally telling you that they're murdering these people, and nobody will listen to me. I mean, like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure that when you defibrillate somebody with a heartbeat of 40 in a stable...